This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. The immigration debate in the U.S. often focuses on Hispanic migration and the southern border with Mexico. That includes the current discussion of what to do about the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. KUT's Dalia Jones reports on the efforts of members of another minority group who are trying to stay in the only country they've ever known.
Everything's fit, so it's good.
Meet 21-year-old Aluwa Toyosi. She's a chemical engineering major with a concentration in textiles at UT Austin.
But I just like to worry, I guess.
She displayed a few of her clothing designs at an annual cultural show held by the Texas African Student Organization. Shusi says, one day, she wants to create wearable technology like mosquito-repellent clothing in malaria-prone places. She's set to graduate this semester and is looking for a job. But she needs a company to sponsor her.
I had one interview, but the one thing that, like, when I was talking to recruiters that I kind of avoided was the whole sponsorship question. I kind of wanted them to like me first, you know, and then I'll bring up sponsorship.
Aluwa Toyosi is one of 800,000 who's a part of DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Her family came from Nigeria when she was 3. Her father had a student visa, and later he got a job in Houston. But during the 2008 recession, he lost his job and his visa.
My parents didn't really tell me that I was undocumented. And so, like, when I was filling all these forms out to apply for DACA, that's when I realized that, oh, this is different.
Then this year, President Donald Trump announced his plans to end DACA. As Shusi began looking around for help to see how she could stay in the U.S., she had trouble finding a group to cater to her own needs.
When they talk about undocumented immigrants, they don't think about Black undocumented immigrants.
That's when she met Deborah Alamu. She's with a group called IndocuBlack.
We felt that the need to pull something together that embraced both worlds of being undocumented and Black and navigating living in the United States with those identities.
Alamu's family is originally from Ethiopia. She says seeing Black people being ignored in the immigration system led her to create IndocuBlack.
It often feels like it is impossible to exist as a Black undocumented person because there are no checkboxes for you.
The organization is like other immigration groups. It focuses on health, legal clinics, and informational sessions, but they purposely cater to Black immigrants who speak a variety of languages.
There are certainly Black immigrants who speak Spanish, but there's a population that doesn't as well. So to find resources that are accessible to our communities has been an uphill battle.
Those kind of barriers can create delays for many immigrants, especially those trying to tap into social services. Robert Painter is with the American Gateways, a nonprofit that provides legal services to low-income immigrants in Central Texas.
Having culturally competent resources can be a challenge. I mean, because the vast majority of immigrants to the region come from South America, Central America, and Mexico, a lot of the, maybe not so much the legal services, but other social services are more geared to that population.
Painter says organizations need to do a better job at reaching out to smaller immigrant populations.
So if we think that there is a particular community that is especially vulnerable to immigration enforcement because of the color of their skin, that's a problem that we ought to be paying attention to.
A study by the Black Alliance for Just Immigration found that even though Black immigrants only account for 7% of undocumented people in the country, they make up about 20% of the population at immigration detention centers. Alamu says that imbalance can also be found when looking at incarceration rates for Black Americans.
A lot of times people ask if citizenship is the goal and then what? And I say no, because you've got Black citizens living in the United States who still don't have full dignity and full rights.
For Aluwa Toyosi and other DACA recipients, the clock is ticking. Without congressional action, she could be deported.
America is the only place I know, and I love this country, and it just hurts because this country hates me, and I don't know why. I'm always going to be limited because of my status, and that just sucks. That just sucks.
But she graduates from UT in a few weeks, and with that degree comes the possibility of a job offer and some hope. Dalia Jones, KUT News.